Fundraising for the Watson family got underway in October when the Bondi Rats Motorcycle Club decided something should be done to support Destiny as she just returned to the UK to begin treatment for leukaemia. Rusty Marnock was the event organiser.
We've decided as a club, and because we're part of the unit here, to have a charity auction in aid of funds, you know, to support Destiny through the coming months, you know, through her recovery. We've all got members of our families that have been affected by cancer in, you know, one way, shape or form, you know, and an army community, traditionally, you know, somebody would always step up to the plate and take something like this on. We had a look around. Our club's well placed to do something. We've got the facility here to run the auction and, you know, it should be a good night.
A successful evening saw lots ranging from a flight in a single-engine plane to meals for two sold to generous bidders who came in their droves. The night raised over €2,500 and this was topped up by the Corporals Club, who donated a further €500. One of the winners on the night was Corporal James Barnett, who bid for a very special prize for his wife, Kelly.
Yeah, we went to a charity night at the Bondi Rats and I bidded on a lot, which was a charity skydive, or tandem skydive, in aid of Destiny Watson. So I bidded up to €260, and here we are today, ready for to jump out of the plane.
On the 9th of November, Kelly completed the skydive at Kingsfield Airfield near Decalia. 2 days later, it was the turn of Einik Golf Club to step up to the plate as they held a Texas Scramble competition to raise some more funds. 63 golfers of all abilities took part in the competition, and after 2 hours on the course, a raffle helped organisers to achieve the overall sum of €3,304. Lady Captain Jeanette Rance was responsible for canvassing local businesses to provide prizes for the raffle at no cost.
I have been so delighted. Not one person that we've asked for a donation or a prize has refused us. In fact, before I've even finished explaining what the charity is, people have put their hands in their pocket. It's been amazing. I think it's a really good cause, and so the support has been fantastic.
The fundraising didn't stop in December as the Force Protection Flight at Einik decided to use their Christmas function as a means of raising money for Destiny. The RAF Regiment's Night at the Races raised €1,216 as partygoers gambled on races which were sponsored by local businesses. So with a total of over €7,500, the people of Einik can be proud of their efforts over the past few months. And Angelique, who remains with her daughter in the UK, is thrilled with the support they've received.
I'm really, really grateful. You know, it's not every day that something like this happens to someone, but it just kind of makes you more aware of the fact that, you know, you're not alone in stuff, because obviously I'm a single mom. Seeing this side of the army as well, it makes you think I'm proud of my job even more. You know, I'm glad where I was posted to, and everyone lives like a family. Even now, I've been gone for over 3 months and I'm still getting support. You know, I saw my boss see us in the hospital and people still calling just to see how we're doing. I got the welfare ringing me today. There's always someone checking up, seeing how everything is going on, which is good.
Destiny continues to receive treatment for her condition at Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. Her mother's using the money raised to help with the cost of taxis, as they're no longer able to use public transport since Destiny is also suffering from neutropenia, which makes her more susceptible to infections. The family is also hoping to use the money to take Destiny on a trip to Disneyland once she's well enough to travel.